Coronavirus, Tampa Bay pastor arrested for holding church service. By Joshua Kaplan on March 30, 2020. Tampa Bay area pastor Rodney Howard Brown was arrested Monday for allegedly violating social distancing guidelines after he held two services at his megachurch over the weekend. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister announced Howard Brown's arrest on social media, writing that the pastor of the River at Tampa Bay Church intentionally and repeatedly disregarded state and local public health orders by holding the services despite a safer-at-home order being in effect in the area due to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Earlier Monday, State Attorney Andrew Warren announced that an arrest warrant had been issued for Howard Brown. The pastor faces charges of unlawful assembly in violation of public health emergency order, said Cronister. Howard Brown's church held two services on Sunday and provided transportation to attend. They have access to technology allowing them to live stream their services over the internet and broadcast to their 400 members from the safety of their own homes. But instead they chose to gather at church, Cronister told reporters at a press conference. I was appalled and also frightened at the fact that those individuals were thinking and believing they are doing the right thing. How many people are they going to infect if they have COVID-19? He added. There is nothing more important than faith, especially during a pandemic. But like every other church here in the Bay Area, do it responsibly. I think it's unfortunate that the pastor here is hiding behind the First Amendment, Warren added. 1. It's absolutely clear that emergency orders like this are constitutional and valid. Second of all, leaders from our faith-based community across this country have embraced the importance of social distancing. Howard Brown took to YouTube to defend his decision to hold the service, claiming, "We brought in 13 machines that basically kill every virus in the place. If they sneeze, it shoots it down like at 100 miles per hour and it will neutralize it in a split second," he added. In a separate statement, the church said it would be wrong for us to close our doors on worshipers, especially in a time of crisis. "People are fearful and in need of comfort and community," the statement concluded.